Well, today's gospel reading, if any of you are familiar with New Testament exegesis, you'll probably know the name Joseph Fitzmyer. And Father Fitzmyer, one of the really truly greatest New Testament scholars, particularly in the area of St. Paul and St. Luke, imaginable. And just written so many encyclopedic volumes, and along with Raymond Brown, initiated the Jerome Biblical Commentary and so many other important projects for biblical scholarship in the Catholic Church. But I remember once, I believe it was Joe's 50th anniversary as a priest. And, he had just this immense publication and so forth. So, of course, we had his big Jubilee Mass, and it was wonderful. The whole Georgetown community came out for it. And this was the reading that he picked. At the end of the day, so it must be with you. Simply say, we are unprofitable servants. We have only done what we were obliged to do. And I thought to myself, wow. Here is a guy. I lived next door to Joe, right? 5 o'clock in the morning. Remember those old dot matrix printers? 5 o'clock in the morning. There it was, the printer going. And he would be at it until 8 o'clock at night. This guy had file boxes all over his room for every cross-reference thing you could possibly imagine, including an Aramaic dictionary. Unbelievable work ethic. Constantly at it, constantly initiating new projects, and of course you look at it, the sheer productivity, the organization, and above all, the commitment and the energy, the early mornings and the late nights, and this is what he picks. At the end of the day, we're just unprofitable servants. We've only done what we were obliged to do. And I wonder, what motivated him to pick this reading? Of all the possible readings he could have picked in Luke. And I think it was the fact that he felt so grateful to God that he had been called, first of all, to the Society of Jesus to be a Jesuit, to be a priest. And he just felt like it was a perfect thing for him. And that he had been led by God into, the society, and then had been led into this field that he loved so much, this field of New Testament scholarship, for which he had such great linguistic gifts. He knew so many languages and Semitic languages, just so gifted in this area, and that he had been given such great collegiality and such great, reputation, that, he had influence in the Second Vatican Council. He had influence, in the whole scriptural movement after Dei Verbum, the great, council, that he had been given by God this privileged life. And in Ignatian spirituality, everything stems from gratitude. Everything stems from gratitude. And I think, he had that contemplation to attain divine love, that idea of profound gratitude for everything that we had been given, that he had been given, that at the end of the day, he kind of looked on his life and he just thought, I've been just handed this wonderful, extraordinary capacity to do so much, by the gifts that I have been given. Thank you, Lord. Thank you so very, very much. And the work seemed as nothing. And the troubles and problems that came up, with trying to, bring modern biblical methods into the Catholic Church and the challenges of that seemed like nothing. And, he just looked back upon his life and he just felt himself being drawn into the kingdom of heaven, felt as if God had just given him so much, and he was just so grateful that it really, what he produced was irrelevant. And the challenges that he faced was irrelevant. And the efforts that he extended were irrelevant. At the end of the day, in this profound sense of gratitude, and no, fakeness about it at all. You know, he felt this humility that came out of that gratitude. I have been so loved. Whatever I was able to give back, you know, I was given 100 times more in order to give that back. Thank you, Lord. And in all humility, he could just utter, I'm just an unprofitable servant. I've been really given a whole lot. I just returned only what I was obliged to do. And that, I think, came right out of his heart. Not in some sort of sense of false humility, but in a sense of gratitude, of being loved, of being led to salvation. And I think that's exactly what Jesus is saying here. It's not just, you know, we just kind of stiffen up and go, well, I did what I was supposed to do, you know, even if it was, at the end of the day, there's many accomplishments. I think it's that gratitude from which Jesus speaks and encourages us to pray, you know, thank you, Lord, for everything. I'm just returning what I can. I'm just an unprofitable servant. I probably could have done more, but at the end of the day, Lord, I thank you, and I've just done what I was obliged to do. Anyway, it's a great, approach of to humility through thanksgiving, and a great approach to knowing how much, you know, our return is compared to the incredible love that God bestows on us. And that, in the end, is so healthy for the spiritual life. Amen.